Hi friends, and welcome to a brand new episode of Thoughts with Josh, a 15-minute podcast where I get to share with you the thoughts I've had during the week, as well as that some interesting and funny stories from my life, and every now and then we'll get to hear some special thoughts from some special guests. So make sure you are subscribed on iTunes and live tweet as you listen with the hashtag Thoughts with Josh. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Thoughts with Josh. It is a super exciting episode as I have my first guest on today, and I'm really excited to introduce you to him. You would know him from Reviews by Tim. It is my boyfriend. It is Tim.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome. You're the first guest, which is pretty exciting.
I'm excited.
You're excited. Awesome. Guys, we recently moved, which is what we want to talk about today. It's our kind of like a moving experience, past and present, and hopefully not future, because I've moved too many times in the last like 4 or 5 years.
I think I moved like 4 times.
Yeah, it's nearly like once every year. So hopefully next year we're not moving anytime soon. Tim, but there is a few questions that I have written down to ask guests, just to find out a little bit more about them in case people don't know you. So just let me flip through my notebook.
I'm scared.
The first question I'm going to ask is, have you actually ever listened to my podcast before?
Yes.
Have you listened to every episode of my podcast?
No.
Yeah, awesome. That one was just in there for you.
Hey, I'm a guest. You're making me feel really unwelcome.
I'm trying to see if you understand the things that go on my podcast.
I understand you. I don't need to listen to your podcast. To understand what goes through your head.
You are very, very, very nice.
This is my first and last time on Thoughts of Josh.
Yeah, most likely.
You insulted me.
We weren't getting back. No, but one of the questions...
No, you didn't insult me. You just made me feel bad.
I just made you feel bad. You need
Sorry,
to
Sorry, I should listen to you.
Being my supporting and loving partner, yeah, you should support and love me.
We should support that I don't want to...
You don't listen to the podcast. Great, thank you. All right, let's just move on. Now, in 5 words, describe the last movie you saw, which I know that movie was Finding Dory.
In 5 words, describe it.
Yeah, just what you thought of the movie.
Fun, nostalgic, adventure, funny, and just like sweet, I guess.
Sweet. Oh, that's sweet. It was a good movie.
It was so nice.
And I'm expecting, obviously, Reviews by Tim to have pushed out a review in the next few days, weeks. It might already be out. Who knows by the time this podcast comes out.
Maybe. Soon.
We'll see. All right. I'll skip on those questions. Let's move on.
No, I like the questions.
Oh, you like the questions.
Yeah, what other questions have you got?
What's one thing you learnt this week? Was there anything like life lessons, like,
That maybe I'm a little bit old to go to Media Thursdays for a DJ competition.
Explain a little bit about Media Thursdays just quickly
It's a Thursday. Media Thursdays, it just brings together agencies, networks, usually young people together just to go out. It's like free booze,
people.
Free food.
Yeah.
You know, in the city. It's fun.
Yeah.
But and I'm old.
Yeah, getting home at 12 a.m. and it's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, but...
Yeah. No, we need to do it every now and then. It's always nice to do those things.
To get down with the kids.
And finally, last question. What is your biggest phobia?
I think spiders, but also not like drowning air. It's not being able to breathe in general.
Right. Yeah.
Because I'm asthmatic.
Yeah.
So it just terrifies me not being able to get my breath.
Yeah.
It's probably why I don't really exercise.
This is why...
I got it all comes.
Well, you didn't listen to last week's episode, but was about joining my gym membership and that I haven't been in a while and that I should go.
It's been so long.
Did you get a text message today?
My gym is opposite my work. No, I didn't.
I got a text message to say today, and it said like, Fitness misses you. What's up? What are you doing? It's like, I'm not replying to you.
Yeah, I know I'm fat. You don't have to remind me.
I know I joined a gym for 18 months and I haven't been. We have been.
Am I not allowed to swear
on this?
No, you can
say it. There isn't an explicit warning on the podcast. You can swear.
There is?
Yeah. You can say whatever. Fucking swear. What word you want to say?
You got an E next to your name? No way.
I put it there just because I wasn't sure if anyone was going to swear and how involved I was going
to
get.
I'd always like listening to music younger and like looking at the track list on the back of a CD and there was an E and I'd always go to the ones with the E first because I was like, I want to hear rude words.
You want to hear those swinging words?
Dad, you're not going to stop me.
Right. Let's just start talking about moving. So we moved out. We've kind of been living together for a while, though. I think I worked out 9 months?
Collectively?
Yeah.
Like with a break in between?
With a break
not
in between.
Like a break in living together? No. Not a break in relationship?
No, yeah, break in, yeah.
Unless you want...
No. Okay. because your family moved from Miranda, from the Shire, into Lilyfield, but there was kind of a period where you were...
We had nowhere to live.
You were homeless. So you stayed with me, which was nice. It tested us. Not in a bad way, like it just added an next element to our relationship, which was good. Learn a lot about each other. And it was great.
It was fun. I really loved it.
And then you moved out. You left me for a month.
Yeah, and then you came and to live with my family.
And then I came, because I finished uni, so I came to live with your family. Yeah.
That was like 7 months.
Yeah. Seven... I don't know where I got nine.
No, nine collectively because I was living at your place for like two or three.
Yeah. And recently we moved.
Yeah.
To our own place.
I'd already moved out of home a few years ago and then come back. I moved overseas. So yeah. I'd done it before, but never in this way.
And obviously I've moved. We've discussed four times in the last like 5 years. But yeah, no, definitely not. I haven't moved in with a partner. Obviously, you are my first boyfriend, so
hi.
Haven't moved in with a partner. So it's really exciting.
And it's just us two. And it's we just don't us. Have any. Roommates,
I think that was one of the things that I said.
You were so adamant. I went not have any housemates.
Look, I love my roommates and I'm friends with the people that I were, but there was little bits and pieces. Like you would have felt in London as well with your friends, your housemates. There's things that you deal with and you stress about and you make it a bigger deal than it should be, and you don't really want to deal with that. So
yeah, it sometimes sucks.
And we're at the stage where we're in a relationship and we're progressing, and I just didn't want anyone to kind of get in the way of that. And
get out the way, bitch.
Just yeah, I didn't want to. Have to worry about dealing with other people. I just have to deal with you. Deal with tell you.
I can't even look at myself in the mirror.
No, we've been here for 2 weeks now. We actually haven't spent that much time here together.
It's been really... It's been a busy couple of weeks.
Well, you were at the Sydney Film Festival, so you were checking out all of that most nights, and then I've been out a bit, so we've seen each other, just not.
This is literally like our...
Fourth?
Not our first night home together, but one of the only ones we've had so far, which is why we can sit down and record this thing.
Yeah, we've been trying for like four times to sit down and talk.
We've lived here for 2 weeks and we thought...
Four times. I'm like, let's do this, and then something happens and we lose track and time runs away from us, which happens. But no, it's super exciting that we're living together and we're still learning things about each other, which is great. And just now that it's actually kind of our place rather than you living with my... housemates and it being my kind of my place, or us living with your dad and also, the rules and stuff.
Also getting used to, like, before there were five of us living in the one house.
That was a lot.
And so usually without much trouble, there'd always be food. There'd always be this and that, because there were so many of us to get it.
Yeah, this is.
But now if we don't have any tomatoes, like we have to go out and get tomatoes. Yeah, like it's not tomatoes. Like, oh, so and so on your way home. We've got to. Yeah.
Luckily, do it all. We walk past a Woolies, but it's just remembering it's really the handy stuff that we need to get. But no, that's the same thing I'm feeling, and it's like
tomatoes. As an example.
Well, we ran out of tomatoes. We didn't have tomatoes.
I didn't have
today.
Tomatoes on my sandwich.
My sandwich was really nice, by the way. I like talking about it.
Yeah, it was pretty good, and I got paid out for you cutting it in triangles. By the way,
I cut Tim's sandwich in triangles this morning. Oh my god! I did ask you to make me a sandwich.
I took my pack lunch to work. In triangles.
The worst part was you were standing there. I wanted to do it without you knowing, and you to just open it today at work and send me a message being like, what did you do? But you saw. So that was fine. That was cute.
I caught you.
But yeah, it's my thing is, I love being alone, like having my own.
Oh, sorry.
No, I mean.
Oh, your hands are freezing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's cold tonight. Oh. No, I love being like home alone. I love having my own space, my own time to just chill out and relax.
I like doing fuck all every now and then because I'm so busy all the time. Yeah. Look, not one of those people. Oh my god, I'm so busy. Like, I just do shit all the time.
Well, you're working and you just want to unwind.
So when I do nothing, I literally.
You don't move. I've seen you.
I eat in bed. Maltesers.
Chocolate. Everything's chocolate.
Oh my god.
We don't have a chocolate budget. I'm surprised.
Oh my god. Sorry, it's a tangent.
Oh no, go.
I was home by myself the other night.
You didn't eat any of that chocolate?
No. We now have internet. We didn't have internet for the first week, which is, oh my God, 21st century disaster. But
yeah, it's painful. It is, actually.
I didn't watch Orange is the New Black.
Ah, yeah.
It's a new season. I could have watched at least, like, the whole season.
Well, yeah. But now you can.
I was really annoyed with myself. I realized too late in the night.
Which means I'm at work on Sunday, you're at home, you need to write your reviews.
I know.
This is most of our conversations, is me being like, you need to do this.
I'm sorry,
because yourself. Not because
I saw six movies at the Sydney Film Festival and then saw Finding Dory. So I've literally got 7 reviews to write.
Yeah, yeah. Which, yeah, you want it. And so then you're seeing Independence Day on Tuesday. Either stop seeing movies. There's 2 movies I want to see soon, too, as well. Now You See Me, as soon as...
I don't want to see that. I've decided I don't want to see it.
I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting, because you said, I want to see it. I went, cool, you watched the first one, and then I've been waiting. This is the first time in, like, 4 weeks you've told me.
I said I wanted to see it before I saw the first one. And I'm not too keen. Look, but the long and short of it is, I don't want to pay to see a movie that I'm probably going to hate.
Yeah, that's fine.
Go with... Someone.
Go with someone. I'll find someone who's interested.
Well, you like your alone time, Marilyn.
Well, no, but I don't like seeing movies alone.
I do.
I know you do.
I do. I really like it.
I don't know. I like kind of to look at someone and be like, oh, yeah, you thought that was funny? Cool, I thought that was funny. I don't know. It's just
don't
me.
Talk in the movie.
No, but not saying anything. Just look.
But
just
after.
Like,
it's
over.
Good to talk about the movie after for a drink or
but we don't really talk about them. You shut down after movies, I've noticed.
Yeah, because I think about them a lot.
Yeah, you analyze. That's what I said last week. You analyze them, which is why we don't really see the same movies, because you...
My work colleague's like, oh, so what do you think of the movie? And then I go into this massive tangent and go, whoa. Well, you really thought about this. I was like, yeah.
That's what I do. It is my job. I am reviews by Tim.
And Cafe by Tim.
And other enterprises soon coming.
Enterprise. Yeah. Oh, God. I am a brand.
You are a brand. I am turning you into a brand. I can't be a brand myself. It's not just... I haven't figured that out yet. But moving back on to
Moving.
I love having my... alone time. And I found living with your family, there was 5 of us. So there was usually someone home... all the time.
Yeah.
And whether you'd be home and someone else be home, so you never really got...
Everyone on different schedules, uni, work, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. But, yeah, so...
We ended up just spending most of our time in our bedroom, which was... We just had so much fucking shit in that bedroom. Not that you couldn't move, but it was just... It was chockers.
Yeah, it was...
But now we make an effort to sit out on the lounge and watch TV.
It's kind of hard, like...
Here we are sitting in the bedroom doing
this. Well, yeah, but, like, your sister Lucy, she loves watching Dance Moms. She has all...
Oh, my God.
She has at least 5 shows she will watch every night.
Show is horrendous.
So you kind of couldn't get into the lounge room? To watch a show, like, it was just so many people. If you said, oh, can I watch
and
this?
And also only
you
3 people could fit on the lounge.
Yeah, it's
lounge. The big lounge is down the back without any TV.
Yeah, but we had a TV in our room, so we would most of the time we were in bed watching a movie, watching Netflix, but the internet there was terrible because it was so far away from the exchange.
But literally the exchange is across the road from here.
Yeah, I think on Google Map it's like 117 metres, which is a lot, but not when you think Lilyfields was... like 5 kilometres down the road, so...
It's not even 100 metres away.
No, yeah. It's like... You look 50. Out, you can look... If the building next door wasn't there, we could see it from our balcony. Like, if you can
You've
see
really
that.
Thought about it.
I thought about it. So, yeah, it's just... It's nice to kind of have our own space now, which is great. And it's us time, and we're still getting enough alone time each, because we both do things, and I work on weekends, and...
Yeah.
And all of that kind of stuff. So it's good. But, moving on from that, you mentioned you moved to London, which is a great experience. We met after you were back for like
I came home.
3 months. You were back for, I think, October.
It was 4 months.
We got
later.
Together. Yeah.
Oh no, 3.
Yeah, we met 3 and we got together 4.
They were like the longest 3 months.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, because I didn't work. I got home in the July, end of July, and I didn't work till December.
Yeah, till you got your first job.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
But those first 3 months, because I just had so much time to myself and I was broke AF.
Yeah.
So until I met you...
You were lonely, sad, broken.
Really, yeah. Come on. This is a Hallmark TV movie, but yeah, it kind of sucked.
Yeah. But
so then it picked up and then, you know, I got a job and
so
it's like 18 months ago now.
You were in London for 2 years.
Actually, it was longer than 8 months ago. I'm coming over to 2 years being back.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
That blows my mind because I've almost been home as long as I was away.
Yeah.
And that's just crazy.
Yeah. So you were there for 2 years.
I was there for 2 years.
And do you... Well, I know you don't, but you don't... Do you regret moving over there and all of that kind of stuff? You had great experiences.
I still... I don't regret coming home, but I still wish I was over there at times.
Yeah.
Just because I miss it, not because I think, you know, I hate it here. No way.
Yeah.
But I just kind of think... But I turn that into, I will live there again one day.
Yeah.
Like that, I turn it around.
No, I'm kidding.
You know that. Every time I say that.
Yeah. No, the first time... No, but the first time you said it to someone, I was like, what?
Yeah, actually.
Because you actually hadn't ever mentioned it. Yeah, I was like...
It was no surprise, but...
I was freaking out.
Wait,
I was like,
are you leaving tomorrow?
Like, now? You want to move now? I was like, hyperventilating. I was like, I can't do this. I questioned.
But hopefully I get a, like, career opportunity.
Yeah. And both of us have that career opportunity overseas.
We can both adapt to work over there really easily.
Yeah, yeah.
We just got to be in the right position.
Yeah, the right time, right position, and all that kind of jazz.
But I know what not to do when that happens.
But
and,
I think...
And living... No, like in terms of finding a
finding
property
rent,
and shit. Because it's fucking brutal over there.
You've got a bad experience, which I'm going to ask you about in a second. But it'll also be different because it would be us living it as a couple, not you going over there singly. Like, even your lifestyle will be,
your
lifestyle will be completely different.
Oh, so different.
Then,
and I'll be heaps
then being
older.
A party
like, I was...
Teen.
I was...
You weren't a teenager.
I was young to...
Young adult.
I was early 20s to mid-20s. I turned 25 over there.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, totally different.
Yeah, yeah.
I went out a lot.
Yeah, too much. Which is something you've slowly found since you've been back, is that you can't
party
as much.
Working in media, I still get that, just at a different level.
Yeah. Now, that London experience.
Yeah.
I know all about that London experience, and I know some people that do listen to this probably know all about it, but explain it. It wasn't the best.
There are a few. I guess the first, because I was staying with family friends for the first... month and a half, 2 months before I started my job, you know, I was gallivanting around, had a friend's wedding and went traveling, dad and sister came over, blah blah. So yeah, and then when I got my first place, it was just horrible. Like, it was a cool space, but it was, the flat was damp, and I was working on one side of London and living on the other. So the commute was long. It was expensive, and I worked 12-hour days, so it was just fucked.
Yeah.
So I was like, 14 hours of my day was work and commuting.
Yeah.
And so I had 10 hours of that, which was to eat and socialize and like sleep.
Yeah.
But then I'd get days off and it was all fine. But when I worked, I was pretty much a like MIA. But yeah, this place in Canada Water... My room was so small that I would sit on my bed and I'd open my arms and I could touch both walls.
Yeah.
And I didn't... It wasn't that expensive, but it was still a lot of money to live in a shoebox. Like, I couldn't hang up anything. I had stuff... There was, like, a bookshelf sort of thing that I folded stuff that I'd wear often. And then I had the rest of my shit under the bed in a suitcase.
I have absolutely no idea what just happened there. You sound like a robot.
We have some technical difficulties.
I think it's because, as I just said when we paused, I haven't recorded for this long before, so I don't know if it's freaking out.
You have a lot of thoughts today, although I'm doing most of the talking.
No, but it's good. It's about you, this episode. It's about thoughts with reviews by Tim.
It's a mouthful.
So you folded your clothes up and you put them on the shelf.
Oh, yeah. It was just a horrible place. I was only there for 2 months. But anyway, I lived in Wimbledon for the majority of my time in London, and we got this place, and I hadn't seen it, and my flatmate Rachel saw it, and you know, I moved in, she moved in the day before, and I was coming off a night shift, so I'd worked 12 hours, and I got there at like 8:30 in the morning, and I knew this before because she told me. The day before, but there was nothing I could do because
you were like,
I was at work, and you know, there was no one could do anything. But when she got the keys from the agent, who was obviously she had to call them because they'd forgotten and she was waiting. She didn't have the keys. Like, they were just hopeless from the beginning. It was like a bad start. And they don't show up to, you know, hand over the keys you in. And when she'd gone to see the place, obviously people were still living there. So it was all furnished and blah, blah, blah. And it was a furnished flat. That's the lease we signed. Yeah. Fully furnished flat.
So that's all bedrooms.
All bed, all utility, all utensils, everything. Like all that sort of stuff. Yeah. Unless you wanted to buy this, that, the other, you just need for comfort or whatever. But there was no bed, no chest of drawers, no bedside tables, no wardrobe in my room. It was just empty. And she's like, where's my flatmate's like furniture? Like, where's his bed? Oh, I'll get onto that straight away. So I came home from night shift to no bed.
Yeah.
And my bed in my previous place in Canada Water in Southeast London was the most uncomfortable mattress I've ever experienced. Like, you would touch it with your hand and you'd feel the springs. Like, you didn't even put any pressure on. It was horrendous. So I bought like a 3-inch memory foam online, got delivered, it's big double size, and it was a godsend. It's 3 inches of heaven. Whoa.
Yeah, don't really say that about 3 inches very often, do you?
Probably the only thing to say that to. But yeah, the best 3 inches of my life. And it would totally change the mattress. And so I had that.
Yeah.
So I slept on that. Now, I was absolutely furious. And I ended up getting like a week's rent back and all that sort of stuff. And it took them, like, the bed came pretty quickly. But I had to then fight for bedside tables, or they hadn't come, they hadn't supplied everything. I was like, I want exactly what
is in the other room.
You need to fully furnish. I'm not paying £600 a month to, you know, not be able to put my shit anywhere. So yeah, that was outrageous. And then I won't bore you with all the issues we had over the like 18 months we lived there, but it was testing.
Have you heard from anyone else that lives in London, like any of your other London mates and stuff? Have they had that same experience? Has anyone had? Because I haven't had any problems here.
No, the issue over there is the agents. Is the, like, the estate agents.
Yeah.
Because, and they just, they take you for all your cash. You have to pay these exuberant fees at the beginning. So, but because you're a rental property, they don't make, because they're all about making commission, making money and all that sort of stuff. And these fees are ridiculous, like £300. This is like $500 or whatever.
Yeah.
That, you know, all this and that, the other. Like, we didn't pay any agency fees whatsoever. We pay a bond and weeks in advance and stuff. Yeah. But there's no other fees. But this is stuff on top of that. So imagine paying the bond
and paying plus another grand or
hundreds
so.
Of dollars. Yeah. For no service whatsoever, because once that's done, it's like you don't, then you're not worth anything to them.
No, they don't care.
In a revenue stream point of view.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's ridiculous. So they they can, you struggle to get anything done and to communicate, and they're just hopeless, and yeah, they just don't give a shit about you.
You struggled moving out with them, didn't you?
I was breaking the lease, but I didn't tell them. I found someone else to sublet for the next couple of months. Because we stupidly signed a 2-year lease, which is really dumb. So there's just really like obvious things that stand out now that didn't then.
Yeah. Now that you understand more about it, you wouldn't do that.
Oh,
again,
no,
right?
I'll do it right next time.
Yeah. I've never moved out of the country, so I have no stories there. But I love hearing you talk about them because they're funny most of the time.
Literally, like that was the only kind of horrible experience that just kept on returning for various reasons.
Yeah,
the rest of my time was great. You know, you just go with it.
We talked about it before briefly. We didn't really go into it, but about kind of becoming an adult again. It's like that whole thing. It's like, oh, we have to pay bills now. Oh, we need to organize electricity. We need to organize internet, which, as we said...
So, like, research and finding the best deal and...
Luckily, we don't have to worry about water and gas here because it's all electric.
Yeah, so we say, well... we'd save money on gas. We'll find out how much our first electricity bill is.
But
we're pretty smart.
We're being smart. We're making sure...
I've still got the heater on out there.
I was about to say we're being really smart and we're turning off PowerPoints and light switches when we're not there. Probably it will be very warm out there.
BRB.
I'll continue talking. Being pretty smart with things like that, but I forgot Tim turned it on, so usually I will remind him about those things. But just being money smart is probably the best thing to do if you are looking at moving out. Obviously, you want to also get like a budget. Like we set. Tim walked in, burped, and forgot we were recording.
Welcome to our house.
Yeah, this is
flatulence.
Flatulence everywhere. But yeah, we did a budget and all that stuff to figure out how much we could afford a week and groceries and stuff. And we're at the moment, we are entering all of the bills, even like the grocery receipts and stuff into a document just to calculate how much we're using so we can figure out what we
can. It's sickeningly adult.
It is, but it's...
Well, when we don't earn stupid money,
yeah,
we kind of have to do it. Yeah. And even when we do earn more money, we should still keep track of it because wastage is wastage, and you know
we haven't really thrown any food out yet, which I'm pretty proud of. There's been the barbecue chicken, but it was mostly gone. I think everything else has been pretty good, so that's great.
Thrilling,
yeah, thrilling life stories about us moving out. But
chicken
being an adult, like as you said, living with five people, it's always like, who's on the way home? We need this. Can you get it?
Yeah.
It's now we need to remember to get it. And if we don't get it, it's our own fault. And if it's like we didn't have anything for dinner tonight. You can't blame anyone else. So we had to organize
it. Who used the last of the milk?
I did.
It's like, it's us.
Yeah, it's us.
It's either you or me.
But it's so convenient. Walking home, going past the Woolies, we can just call in. I think the first week I was there nearly every night. I called in because I was like, oh, we need this. Oh, we haven't got this yet. Yeah, I'm sure they'll know who I am very soon. Mm. But yeah, becoming an adult is hard. All that organisation.
Yeah.
But
we're pretty good at that. You're better than me.
I'm pretty good at that. Sorry, it's truth. It's needed, and I'm glad we did it because we know how much we can afford, and we haven't spent money that we don't have, and we're not going to be just scraping by each week. We're going to have enough
money. And we're also going to win the lottery.
We need to enter the lottery.
Aren't we?
Yes.
$80 million, please.
$80 million. So we are looking at possibly in the next few weeks doing a live stream tour of our apartment.
I really want to do that.
Which might have been out already by the
time on Facebook.
We hear this on Facebook. Facebook Live.
What's it called? Facebook Live, yeah.
Facebook Live.
Really want to do it.
Might be out. If not, you will see it coming very soon. I thought there's a... I love this apartment. We've made it ours with all our stuff, which is really nice. But there's a few things I don't like about it.
What?
No, I'm... Tim's really stressed. Tim found this apartment. I only saw it after
we... Yeah, I'll put the deposit down.
It's just interesting. Like, there's just little things. And they're just being really picky. And obviously, you might have things you don't like about it as well. But my number one thing is, it's cold. It's cold all the time.
Yeah, but it's fucking June. It's winter.
Yeah, but it always feels like there's a breeze. Like, there's a draft.
The window in the bathroom isn't sealed properly.
Yeah.
But we can fix that.
Yeah. It's easy fix. But, like, it's just, like little things that you don't know when you come to an inspection. Because it's, like, we inspected it and it wasn't really that cold. And other bits and pieces. Is there any, like, what do you really like? And what's one thing you really like? And what's one thing you don't like about the apartment?
One thing I don't like is that we don't have our washing machine in the flat. There's a shared laundry. But to be honest, you've been the only one that's done the washing. So I haven't had to deal with it.
The key so you can do some on the weekend when I'm at work.
Oh, yeah, I don't have the key. That's fine.
Yeah, because we don't have one. That's fine. All right.
I've got the mail key. You've got the laundry key.
I think we need to do
it
as well.
I mean, whatever. Like, we wash... once a week or whatever.
Well, yeah. The only problem with that is there's no light down the back. There's a light in the laundry. No, there's a light in the laundry. Now, it's like the hallway light. So it only turns on once it gets to a certain time. So it's on a timer. The switch will work and stuff from anywhere from like darkness to kind of like probably sunrise. And... it's the same with our hallway lights. So that's fine. But there's getting there from walking out the door around the corner, there's no light. So I'm using my phone, but it still scares me because my phone's not that bright. And I'm always worried that someone's going to like jump out from behind a car or something down there.
But in summer, it'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. We're looking at being a shared laundry. We were told that everyone needs to provide their own washing machine and dry if you want. But there's not enough. There's 10 apartments here in this complex. There's not 10 washing machines.
I reckon there's some that have them in the flat.
I was going to do a Google thing and see if I can find any that have been rented out recently and see if they have any details.
Yeah.
But we're looking at getting locks for our washing machine because I've definitely
we don't want anyone to use them.
Yeah, like it's not so much like it's just we don't pay for it or anything.
Dirty knickers.
Obviously, the washing machine washes them, but it's like these machines.
You know what I mean.
Our dryer is brand new, and the washing machine I got at the start of last year, so it's still brand new, and I hardly used it last year. Like Brooke and I would wash like once a week as well. Yeah. So you don't want someone else using it, putting in really filthy like work clothes or whatever. Like we don't know the people in this complex. I've seen maybe one person, but
yeah.
I don't know if they've come out of this because there's two entrances, one to the first five apartments and one to the next five. I don't know who they are, so I haven't seen it. I'm wondering how long it takes us.
Well, there's certainly one in our half of the building. There's like bike chains around the door. Like, no one lives there. They're probably dead.
Yeah, don't even joke, because that's what I'm freaking out about.
No, if you can't smell anything, it's fine.
Well, the windows are open, so all that smell will be going.
The windows
outside.
Are open.
Yeah, the windows outside in the laneway in the driveway.
Oh,
they're
that's...
open like this much.
Yeah,
it's
oh
that
God,
it's that apartment with the weird fly murdered. The fly screen. Yeah, I know. I want to know more about that apartment, but it freaks me out. I don't want to think about it at all.
Oh fuck. I'm really fucking scared now.
Yeah, I know. Let's, moving on. Back to, yeah, so the laundry, I think that's probably, being cold, look, I put more layers of clothes on. It's fine.
Babe, it's fine.
But what's one thing you absolutely love about this apartment? I know mine.
This is so weird. I like the shutters. But maybe not what I absolutely love, but it just makes it feel...
It's different. Because we know what the windows look like behind there, and the windows don't look that appealing.
Yeah, it kind of just
old.
Polishes the place.
Yeah. I have to say the hot water.
It's hot.
Because it is hot. You turn hot water on, and it is instantly hot.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, God, there's nothing worse
burn
than having
yourself.
Piss-weak hot water.
Yeah. Like, literally, I've nearly burnt myself many times in the last 2 weeks.
You
because
like the hot shower, too.
I love hot showers. But turning... Because the hot water... What is it? The tank is under the kitchen sink. So if you turn the kitchen sink on, you get instantly boiling,
scalding
hot water. That it's you've got to like be really careful with that you don't burn yourself.
itchy.
Itchy. Oh, great. That is kind of all the things I kind of thought about talking about.
Yeah, on that
about.
Itchy note.
On that itching fact, that's kind of all the things I thought about the apartment. And about us moving. Do you have any wise advice for the listeners who
stay at home forever?
Don't move out of home.
Don't move out of home. You get fed.
You don't have to pay bills.
Yeah.
You don't have to be an adult. Just be a 40-year-old virgin living at home. Not that there's anything wrong with that for you listeners that are 40-year-old virgins.
I wonder if you have any 40-year-old virgin listeners.
I'm sure now, if they figure out how to work Twitter, they will tweet me, at Josh.
If you're a 40-year-old virgin,
call
say hi.
0000.
And come round.
Come visit us. Tim wants a daddy.
That's so fucking rude.
I'm the best. Do you have any last facts, Timothy? Any
so
last
you started
thoughts?
Off like making me feel bad, and now we're finishing off.
Making you feel great about yourself. Any last thoughts?
Any last words? I'm not dying.
No, but it is
thoughts.
It's thoughts with Josh. So do you have a final thought?
Yeah, the next episode is going to be, you know, you like talking about my death. Actually, that's not even funny.
Don't joke about it. That apartment.
Oh, fuck. We've been murdered.
If we do find out any more about that apartment, we will let you know.
We are talking from the grave right now. Oh wait, no, that's Doctor Who.
Close. Whoops. Close. You have a hair on your nose, and I've been looking at it for the last 35 minutes. I got it, thank you. Yes. Tim, where can people find you online? What do you like to share?
Reviewsbytim.com is my blog, and you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, Reviews by Tim. So just go
and
give it a fucking like and
a
fucking
like
follow.
It, like it, follow it.
Have a fucking read.
Tweet him or post messages on his wall telling him he needs to do some more reviews. And guys.
I know I do.
You can follow me always. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You know the links. It's the normals. You know my pain about this.
It's so. The normals.
It's the normals. Yeah. I'm
oh my
cool.
God, I can't wait for this pizza to arrive. I'm so hungry.
We're meant to be talking about saving money and not ordering pizza.
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
I need some.
And here it
That's
is.
That's our pizza!
So guys, I'm going to wrap up there. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Thoughts with Josh, and I'll see you really soon. Bye!